Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1761. Visible translated text is as follows, which were thrown on the floor in the trash and certain blueprints found in the desk were placed in the steel cabinet on the fourth floor. Ground 15. J. W. Wren sworn for the movement. At the instructions of C. W. Burke, I called on Ivy Jones at the Railroad Freight Depot. I represented to Ivy Jones that I was seeking slash about an accident and that the injured man had given his, Ivy Jones's, name as a witness to the alleged accident. I asked Ivy Jones what he knew regarding the accident that had taken place on April 26, 1913, and Jones replied that he had witnessed no accident on that date. I told Jones that I could not understand why the injured man had used his name as a witness and asked Jones if he would not detail to me his entire movements on Memorial Day and to describe each person with whom he came in contact. This pretense of looking into an accident was adopted for the reason that I believed that if Ivy Jones's mind was taken away from all matters connected with the Frank case, he would tell the truth as to his movements on that day. Thereupon, Jones made the statement set out in his affidavit, I taking notes of his statement and carried them to C.W. Burke. Burke dictated from said notes the affidavit already introduced, dated February 6, 1914. The affidavit, as written, was then carried to Ivy Jones and read over to him, and Ivy Jones swore to it in the presence of said Burke signing his name to it. The paper signed by Ivy Jones did not have big letters at the top like a grocery store heading, and it is not true that Jones signed it with a pencil, but he did sign it with a fountain pen. No pretense was practiced on Jones to get him to sign the paper, but on the contrary, Ivy Jones signed the paper voluntarily after he knew just what it contained. C.W. Burke, sworn for the movement. On or about the fifth day of February, 1914, I instructed J.W. Wren to locate one Ivy Jones, a Negro truck driver who appeared as a witness for the state in the trial of Leo M. Frank. I instructed Wren to pretend to Jones that he was one of the claim agents of one of the railroads, that the railroad had been sued by a man who gave the name of Ivy Jones as a witness who had seen the accident, which occurred on Memorial Day.